Good morning, Carroll County. This is Commissioner Tom Gordon, District 3, and I have the podcast this weekend. Wanted to discuss something very significant here in our county, which is the history in Carroll County. History is all around us locally, and we're very fortunate to have much of it readily here in Carroll County. From historic landmarks such as Terra Rubra, which is the birthplace of Francis Scott Key, to the historic McKinstry Mill, to the Whitaker Chambers Farm, which was a pivotal part in the American Cold War politics and the Hidden Pumpkin Papers in December of 1948, to President George Washington, who spent the night in the Adam Good Tavern Inn located in Tawnytown, to President Theodore Roosevelt, who spoke at the Sentinel Building in Westminster in 1912. We are truly surrounded by history in Carroll County. This past Monday evening, history was made at the Westminster City Council meeting. On Monday night, almost 129 years and a day after the land was purchased for Ellsworth Cemetery, the historic Ellsworth Cemetery officially joined the city of Westminster. This is due to a long process in which a wide array of individuals and organizations within the community were very supportive and part of this. This included both the Community Foundation of Carroll County, positive recommendations from Carroll County government, the Mayor and Common Council of Westminster. Also included in the annexation support was former Mayor Joe Dominick, Kelly Schaefer of Schaefer and Schaefer LLP, CLSI, as well as Richard Turner, and a variety of other individuals that were part of the process of both maintaining Ellsworth over the past few years and also working towards this annexation. The annexation of Ellsworth is significant in that it allows Ellsworth Cemetery to potentially receive funding and grants to not only maintain the cemetery for today, but also for tomorrow and future generations, as it is a significant historic landmark in Carroll County. The annexation of the cemetery will allow it to be included in the Heart of the Civil War Heritage Area. This area program allows for various historic locations to take advantage of grants and loans. The historic area covers parts of Carroll, Frederick, and Washington counties and is located for areas located just below the Mason-Dixon line. Ellsworth Cemetery was established in 1876 when seven prominent members of the African American community filed articles of incorporation for a burial place in the Westminster area. Reuben Walker, David Ireland, William Massey, Lewis Dorsey, William Adams, Nelson Edwards, and Samuel Bowens were those that incorporated this property. The cemetery is named after Elmer Ellsworth, who was a United States Army officer and law clerk who was the first casualty and was the first Union officer to die in the American Civil War. He was killed while removing a Confederate flag from the rooftop of the Marshall House in Virginia. President Lincoln was deeply saddened by his friend's death and had ordered an honor guard to bring Ellsworth's body to the White House where he lay in state. Thousands of Union supporters would later rally around Ellsworth's cause and enlist under the patriotic slogan, Remember Ellsworth. Six of the seven men who established the Ellsworth Cemetery are buried there. The seventh, Private David Ireland, is buried in Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia. Over the countless years, Ellsworth Cemetery fell into disrepair, with many volunteers attempting to upkeep and restore the property. In 2013, a fund was established under the Community Foundation of Carroll County to support for the repair and maintenance of Ellsworth Cemetery. And in 2020, the Community Foundation was awarded a $65,000 state grant for such restoration. The restoration to date has included the replacement of burial markers as well as surveying the property to locate the remains of individuals buried within the cemetery. The cemetery includes Civil War veterans as well as veterans from the World Wars. Ellsworth Cemetery and the community at large owes a debt of gratitude to all the parties involved over the years that have worked to maintain and see that this cemetery and its history survive and thrive for future generations. It's been a true collaboration between county, city, nonprofits, various individuals, and I believe it's a testament to what can be accomplished by our county when we work together. While focusing on history for this podcast, I also have to mention that this week commemorates Flag Day, which was the adoption of the flag of the United States on July 14 of 1777 by resolution of the Second Continental Congress. And later in 1916, President Woodrow Wilson would issue a proclamation officially establishing June 14th as Flag Day. This week also includes the 240th anniversary of the U.S. Army, and a sincere thank you to all who have served and are serving in the Army. We greatly appreciate your service and sacrifice. Hopefully for those that might have a little bit of free time this summer, I would highly recommend taking some time, if you've not done so, and visiting some of the various historical organizations, the Historical Society of Carroll County, the Union Mills Homestead, the Carroll County Farm Museum, as well as other regional areas within the community, such as the Manchester Historical Center, located in Manchester, Maryland, the New Windsor Museum, or any of the other various historic sites and locations in Carroll County. History is all around us in Carroll County, and it is never a bad time to learn about the people, places, and events that have shaped our past and our present day. Thank you, and have a good week.